This is Cap and J Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap J Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
This is a Bears Victory Monday on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Oh, and Brian Hanley in for Cap. I'm Jonathan Hood. Good morning to you. You wake up this morning and you see the Bears at 3, and I was like, oh, how did that happen? It happened because Matt Nagy, the head coach, made a big, bold move. He decided to bench Mitch Trubisky, his guy, in favor of the backup Nick Foles, and the Bears won the ball game. One of the keys coming into the game Sunday, Brian, and we had to do this on Fridays when we give our keys to the game. One of my keys is that even if the Bears were behind, do not quit. Don't give up because it's Atlanta on the other side.
Right.
It's one thing that they had injuries, but also ineptitude is on top of that. Remember, the Seahawks scored 25. The Cowboys 39. The Bears were able to win the ball game. This is what you look at. The defense wasn't very good when the Cowboys come in there and they win from behind. Same thing with the Bears. My thought was, you've got to be able to keep it going because it's Atlanta. And the other thing is, watch their special teams. They could have had a little special teams trickery. You could see the little shaky on the special teams as well. You know, you got young Hoku in there. Even his good field goals weren't very good. They were also shaky. So, yeah, there were so many opportunities for the Bears to win the game, but really Foles was the one who iced it for the Bears.
It'll be interesting. You know, you were tearing up the Matt Nagy playbook for Trubisky a few minutes ago, getting onto the cocktail napkin.
Right.
You know, they're obviously two different types of quarterbacks, not only between the ears, but, you know, Nick Foles doesn't run. He's not a mobile quarterback, right? And he stood in there and took his punishment on the game-winning touchdown in particular. But he has more run one time for more than 10 yards since 2015. So it'll be interesting to see how much Matt Nagy continues to rely on the run game to establish the pass. Because yesterday going into that game, Fred Huebner and I were talking about, okay, you've averaged, I think, 142 yards on the ground the first 2 weeks. We know that the Achilles heel of Atlanta, one of them was, you know, was pass defense. You know, they were 31st in the league allowing passing. So did you go against their weakness or still emphasize the strength of yours in the run game? I think moving forward here, it'll be very interesting to see how Matt Nagy reworks the Bears' offense to accommodate the best assets of Nick Foles.
The other thing, too, is we're going to hear from Mitch Trubisky in a matter of moments here. This is not Mitch versus Bears fans or Mitch over here versus Nick Foles. You know, if you want to beat up on Kaplan, he's in tomorrow when it comes to Mitch Trubisky because he's backed him 100%. He wants the kid to succeed. But I think that if you're a Bears fan, even if you were a Trubisky truther, you believed in Trubisky, listen, he had an opportunity to try to win that ball game and really right the ship against a bad defense, and it didn't happen. But if you're a Bears fan, and if Foles is the guy that steps in there, feel good about Foles. It's really, everybody should be behind the Bears trying to get to the playoffs or just have a better season they had last year. So I don't understand the separation between the two. If you're a Trubisky truther and believe that he was wronged yesterday, listen, it's really ultimately about the Bears winning. I thought that's what the whole thing was. It's not about whether or not Trubisky is the one to lead them. If he can't, that's why you brought Foles in, because that guy's been there and done that.
Hey, Jay, I'll go back to last week. If Mitch Trubisky's offense does in the second half what it did in the first half, and that's a laugher, and they win comfortably, even if he struggles yesterday, Matt Nagy doesn't make that move. The fact that you have, as he pointed out, one good quarter. He talked about it yesterday in the postgame. One good quarter, one good half. That's not good enough. So if Mitch had finished the job last week, even struggling yesterday, and even if the Bears lose that game, I think he gets another bite at the apple. But it's a collective, right? Now, you know, the first two games were not overly impressive or even impressive. It was impressive they're 2-0 given the inconsistency. So, you know, Matt Nagy, you said it. When Jonathan Vilma's saying after every incompletion, boy, Matt Nagy's shaking his head, and Bears fans were doing more than shaking their heads.
Right.
You'd seen enough. And whether it was a gut feel or not, I still believe, you know, he thought he was going to lose the team if he kept going down the same well with this guy.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Brian's in for Cap. I'm Jonathan Hood on Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings between 7 and 10, not your giddy aunt's morning show. Right here on ESPN 1000. We now turn to Mitch Trubisky, the quarterback for the Bears. A number of things said by Trubisky. Number one, how he found out that he was being pulled.
Yeah, it wasn't Matt. It was Coach Lazor. It kind of happened out of nowhere. He just said, Nick is up. And that was that. So I just accepted the news. I had Nick's back, like he's had mine, and the situation sucked, but it was just the flow of the game, how it was happening. Coach made a decision that he felt was best for the team, and I'm really happy for this team. I mean, they battled back, and it was awesome to get a W, but it sucks to get news like that, but that's just how it goes. I just got to control what I can control.
Trubisky also was asked, was his play warranted for being pulled?
I mean, it's always one game at a time. What I did the first week and the second week doesn't really matter. The fact of the matter was we weren't doing too well in the first half, and coach felt like making a change and taking me out would help us do better. And the only thing I can control is me playing better and when I had those reps in the first half, and I didn't do that. So I gave him the opportunity to pull me. He did, and it is what it is. So you just got to move forward, accept it, and continue to be a great teammate. But it's just a tough deal sometimes.
That's class right there, Brian. He could have been bitter, you know, bitter beer face and sour grapes. But I mean, that's going to really look good for the resume for his next team.
Yeah, look, I mean, no one's ever said or raised any kind of questions about the guy's character, or work ethic, or anything else. You raise the questions about going back to why you drafted this guy as high as you did. And that's on Ryan Pace. And he wished and wished and wished him to be a franchise quarterback. And again, you might have seen it in a series. You might have seen it in a quarter like Detroit. But you weren't seeing it nearly enough in a week in, week out basis to rationalize or, you know, ratify that move to go ahead and get this guy. And so, you know, he was given more than enough time. Very rarely you're going to get into your fourth season to really, you know, evaluate and say, okay, you know what? He's okay. He's good at times. He's not very good at other times. And if you have playoff aspirations, that's not good enough.
It's a Bears Victory Monday, and it's brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers. Let's go back to the phone lines to talk to you. You watch that game. You listen to it. We want to get your thoughts on the Bears being 3-0. Foles, the starter against the Colts. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app in Raleigh, North Carolina, here's Christian on ESPN 1000 with Hood and Hanley. Hi, Christian.
Hey, my question is for Brian. How late or early did you receive the call to fill in for Cap because he was too ashamed to come to work?
Cap is honoring the observing the Jewish holiday, but there I did see one tweet that someone yesterday wanted a well-being check when Trubisky got pulled on Cap.
But really I called in to talk about the defense because I saw a lot of people on Twitter with check marks talking about this Bears defense, and I think what you've seen is a defense that's pressed a lot, knowing that they needed to be the one to make the play to win the game. I don't know about all Bears fans, but I was watching it the whole time thinking, we need a turnover. We need a turnover. The defense has to score. The defense has to score. And when Foles comes in and throws that first touchdown to Robinson, albeit taken away, that defense had to look around and say, oh, we can just go do our jobs. We don't need to do anything more. We just need to show up. And Foles threw five touchdown passes in a quarter. Yes, two of them taken away, but that's still five.
Yeah,
Mitch couldn't sniff it, and that defense had to look around and say, okay, we're good.
All right, Christian, we appreciate your telephone call. Well, when it comes to the defense, Brian, Julio Jones or no Julio Jones, Atlanta can put up points. Clearly they can. And so Ridley showed what he could do with his five receptions, good for 110 yards, 238 yards receiving for Atlanta's core. So even though they can't get out of their own way defensively, Atlanta can put up numbers. I also mentioned on Friday, which I'll bring to our show here this morning, I said you got to stop the run. You know, Todd Gurley, to me, his best years was at Georgia. I saw every snap. He wasn't the same guy with the Rams, but he still ran for 80 yards. So I thought the Bears defense, when they had to make big plays like Gibson, like Hicks, they were able to make good plays, but they still have a lot to be desired as well as a unit.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're going to have to see more consistent play on the defensive side, but you're seeing flashes, and it's going to get better. But I think our caller's right, and you know, kind of alluded to it earlier in our discussion. Not only does everyone in the room, it's not just the offensive guys know who's a better quarterback, but to the caller's point, if the defense figures they do have to generate a turnover, if not get in the end zone with a, you know, a pick six to have a fighting chance to win a game, you know, that's a little more added pressure than you need as a defense. If you have faith in your offense and your quarterback, you know they're good for 24 points just by showing up, right? Yeah. And then whatever you do is bonus. So I really think it goes hand in hand. And I think guys, you know, they were never going to say it publicly, but guys on the defensive side of the ball had to get tired of having to do that much extra because the quarterback wasn't doing enough.
Well, yeah, I think it can be easier, that's for sure, because averaging 16, 17 points a game in an offensive league, when you're getting all the flags, you should be better than that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I look at it. But you know, Brian, they still got some work to do here.
Oh, absolutely.
Defensively. They got some. I mean, here's – I thought that coming in, when you looked at the schedule initially, you said, okay, Lions, Giants, okay. I mean, that should be a couple of wins there at the very least. But then you thought, okay, if there's going to be a challenge for this defense, it'll be that what Matt Ryan with Atlanta, you would thought, okay, if it's Ryan and the Falcons, this defense is going to be tested, especially in the secondary. And so I expected the Bears to be carved up somewhat offensively because of how prolific the Falcons are offensively. But again, Foles is the one to be able to be the elixir to help this football team. When the defense was not great all across the board, the offense picked up the slack. That's the way it should be all the time, right? That's how good teams do it.
Well, good teams, and again, the question on the table on a Bears victory Monday is still, how good are the Bears given who they played? They're 3-0, and one of three teams in the conference at 3-0. I just looked, the early line for the game against the Colts next week, Colts coming to Soldier Field, Colts favored by 3 points.
Three.
So, now think about that. So, at least on the outside looking in, people are saying, okay, yeah, you're 3-0. How did you get there? And, you know, you're the first team in NFL history to win two games in a season in which you were trailing by at least 16 points entering the fourth quarter, but you got the job done, whether it's against bad teams or not, you're 3-0. But is it an elite 3-0, a very good 3-0, a lucky 3-0? I mean, time will tell, but now you have a new quarterback to move forward with.
Hey, Brian, if you're the one with the visor and the vest behind the window and there's Nagy and the bolo tie.
Yeah, of course. You got to have the bolo tie.
If Nagy names Foles a starter, how much does that line move? Is that two or one?
I think it's baked in already. I mean, who in the world thinks that Mitch Trubisky's starting? Mitch doesn't think he's starting next week. I guarantee that. Mitch's agent doesn't think he's starting. Mitch's dad doesn't think he's not starting. So,
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. If you're on hold, you will be on the air. What are your thoughts? The Bears are 3-0. Foles a starter against the Colts, and I just we both want to know how you're feeling, how you felt in the first half versus the second half when you saw Foles come out at around 2 o'clock on Sunday. What's your thoughts? Because that changed the game. 20 points in the fourth quarter, and the Bears are 3-0. We're talking about it on Chicago's Home for Sports, Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show with Brian Handley in for Cap right here on ESPN 1000.
Itching your morning sports fix. Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Kenny Albert on the call on Fox. He and Jonathan Vilma did a great job calling the Bears' third victory of the season, 3-0 after defeating the Atlanta Falcons. We're getting your thoughts on a Bears victory Monday. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. Brian, I'm getting some news here. I don't know
yes,
if this came across your desk, but I see here that that my partner here, David Kaplan, has a statement that he's crafting right now about the Bears and their victory and Mitch being benched.
Will his spokesperson be issuing that, or will he actually? He's got people.
Yes, he has a lot of people. I'm learning every day. He's got a lot of people, nonetheless. But I am. I'm hearing there he has a statement, so we'll try to see if we can get that the audio of his statement about his guy Mitch being benched. We'll see if we can get that audio to our Cap'n J Hood listeners coming up soon here on ESPN 1000. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk to you, and we say hello to Bob in Knox, Indiana, on ESPN 1000, the Cap'n J Hood Show. Brian Handley in for Cap. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Jay, long-time listener to you, and thanks for the opportunity to talk to you and contribute to the show.
Absolutely.
I wasn't drinking the Kool-Aid. I was enjoying the Tombstone. I don't think Mitch is a NFL quarterback. He's never had the footwork. Stares down receivers. He's just not an NFL quarterback. Might be a backup or whatever, a wash-up at the end of the game quarterback. But to be able to handle an offense in the NFL, no way. The game is too fast for him, and that's what the problem is. That's why his legs are bad. That's why he's inconsistent in passing, full 9 yards. Matt Nagy, as far as an offensive coordinator, is poor. I think he goes in with a game plan, but I don't think his game plan is surrounded by trying to attack another team's weaknesses at all. I think he went into the game yesterday attacking the one corner that was a substitute, mm-hmm. and found out that the kid's a pretty good backup, and if he ever hits the practice squad, the Bears probably should consider him. But after throwing at the guy for about 8 times, you figure maybe there's another spot on the field. There was hardly no crossing routes that were ran during the game. In fact, the winning drive was probably the closest to a crossing route that they ran. But to have a 1-3-0 against teams with a 1-8 record,
yeah,
isn't something to be happy about and drinking Kool-Aid.
Well, I'll say this,
Bob's
Bob.
Bob's impressed.
Yeah. Well, Bob, listen, we appreciate the telephone call. So now we have to determine, Brian, whether or not the Bears are good enough to win the national championship. So how do you see them against Alabama or Clemson? See, that's not the conversation here. Like, the schedule was set months ago.
Right.
So imagine if you lost all those games versus winning them. Doesn't matter if you're impressed or not. They're 3-0, and now we have to see every game moving forward how the Bears fare. This is not about whether or not they're going to make the number 2 or number 3 team in the AP poll. It's about trying to win a game every week.
Well, and look, and there's legitimate concerns or criticisms to be had on both sides of the ball right now. And the facts are the facts. They played 3 bad, really bad teams.
Sure.
And they found a way in a couple of those games that you didn't think they were going to win anyway, and they're 3-0. But how good can they be? How will they tailor the offense to Nick Foles? You mentioned he's the ultimate relief pitcher. Okay, now he's getting the reins again and is going to be the starter from here on out, barring injury. So what does that look like instead of a snapshot of 7 minutes or so where you can't stop the guy to being, coming out of the gate and for a full 60 minutes giving you an opportunity? The fact of the matter is, just looking at it, I think he gives you a better opportunity than Mitch Trubisky, and that speaks probably more about Mitch's talent or the lack thereof than maybe Nick Foles. But, hey, he's tasted winning. He's led teams to a Super Bowl, and he struggled as a starter. And as far as Trubisky goes, Jay Hood, he's going to be a backup somewhere, and
sure,
he should hope that Ryan Pace gets fired and ends up as GM another team, and he gets the Mike Glennon $18 million contract to be a backup.
Right.
That would be the best scenario for Mitch.
The idea that Trubisky's not an NFL quarterback, I disagree with.
Right.
Of course he's an NFL quarterback.
Right.
Of course, but the point is that he's underachieved for the majority of his time here in Chicago. Like, he is a solid quarterback, but just as someone who has not been able to get over the hump and be consistent in the position. So the idea that he's not a good quarterback or not an NFL quarterback is inaccurate. I would just say this for Mitch. Man, if you've got an opportunity to run down the field and get a touchdown, don't be crazy legs, Trubisky, looking to get tackled. You know, 45 yards is a long run. It surprised him that the defense was nowhere around him.
He got to the five and like, hey, guys, anyone going to try? Hello?
Trubisky's in Atlanta, and the defense was in Warner Robins. I mean, it was unbelievable how far he was like, hey, is someone going to knock me down here? It's ridiculous. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. In beautiful Joliet, here's Honus on ESPN 1000. Honus.
Good morning, gentlemen. Enjoying the show today.
Thank you.
I've got a couple of things. Kudos to Nagy for making the switch that had to be made. Now, the next thing I would like to see is Pace decide to open the checkbook and pay Robinson, because Robinson had an incredible game, really, especially that touchdown he just took away and broke the tackle there. The third thing I want to talk about, and the last thing, is I listened to Jim Miller after the game, and he brought up a very interesting point, and he did a comparison. He showed how Ryan, the quarterback, throws balls that a receiver can run under, and Mitch doesn't do that. Mitch, he just zips it. You know, he's got a wonderful arm. There's no question there. But can somebody train him? Because if Foles gets hurt, we're going to need him again. Can somebody train him at this point of his life to be able to throw a pass so that a great receiver, which we have, can run under the ball?
Honus, let's address it, and we appreciate your telephone call. I mean, he's still in the mix. Like, I agree with you, Brian, that I guess the Colts coming up on Sunday, that I expect Foles to start. But I guess the big question is Trubisky broken to the fact that if he has to come back into service and be the backup, will he be able to play better? Will he play worse? Trubisky isn't broken per se, but you still wonder, like, he was a starter all this time, and now Foles takes over. What does that do to him mentally?
Well, yeah, not only mentally, but isn't he is who he is right now, right? I mean, how many more starts do you need to see flashes of getting it and being the guy, to how many games where you know, he passed for more than 300 yards in 44 starts? Oh, 7 times. I mean, what? In this league? When your coach wants to throw the ball as much as possible before this season, you know, how many times last year against New Orleans, they ran the ball 7 times, and Matt said, I'm not an idiot. I know we need to run the ball. Right. Coaches, offensive guys like that, they want to throw as much as they can throw. I mean, it's almost like you don't get credit to run the ball anymore. So, I mean, he is who he is. And moving forward, he's going to be a backup for the Chicago Bears, barring injury. And I would think he's going to be a backup somewhere in the league next year, and he won't be wearing a Bears uniform. Those are just the facts from yesterday's move. That's how big a move it was.
Listen, Brian, I mean, you were part of a team in the morning that was, you know, really solid for a long time. But have you ever been number one in the U.K.? George from the U.K. joins us here on ESPN 1000 on a Bears Victory Monday. We are the number one afternoon show in the U.K. George tells us that. Hello, George.
Indeed, for all of my Chicago Bears and Chicago sports needs, you are my first and only port of call. Happy Victory Monday, and Shana Tova to all our Jewish friends.
Yes, sir.
So the things that concern me, okay, so Mitch is able to do things that he understands and knows how to do. What he did yesterday, which was the turning point for me for Nagy, was there was motion that declared that there was a zone defense. He completely misread what was moving from a cover one to a cover two shell, and he threw the interception to a defender that was just sat there waiting for it. That was just inexcusable for a guy who's been in the league for 4 years, and it was the turning point. We came close to that, I think, in game one, but Nagy stayed with him, and he came back and he led us back to a victory. The problem is Mitch cannot process, he over-processes. It's not that he can't throw it. It's not that he can't read the defense. It's just that too often he's in his own head, gets stuck and lost there, and he can't process. Nick Foles gives us an option on offense where he can read the defense at a glance, know exactly where to put the ball. There will still be underthrows and overthrows because he doesn't have the same arm strength that Mitch Trubisky has. What he has is a quarterback's processor inside of his helmet. and that's the difference between him. Against zone defenses, he'll pick them apart with dunk and dunk. Cuts, yeah, death by a thousand cuts. Against man coverage, he will trust his receivers to go up and make a play and throw to spots like he did with Miller. My biggest concern at the moment on defense is we are getting gashed time and time again, straight up the middle with Eddie Goldman not in there. It's time to get snacks in on that defense. It's time to show up that interior because we're going to have a long day against Quinton Nelson and Taylor.
George, as always, we appreciate your telephone call and your thoughts on the Bears. He's talking about Snacks Harrison is still available. And yes, what happens at 2:31 in the afternoon here in the UK. It's it's your favorite morning show, London. What's going on, everybody? Captain J. Hood, I tell you. So, but he is right about the defense, though. Brian, I thought the defense would let down against Atlanta anyway. Not against the Lions and the Giants, but because of what the Falcons bring with Matt Ryan, who still has a live arm, they still can run the football a little bit, but all those weapons offensively, I thought they'd struggle. But boy, in the running game was an issue, and of course those big passes right in front of the secondary, that was huge for Atlanta for a while.
And it sure looks like Danny Trevathan. I mean, I don't – he just looks slow, and – you know, how much does he miss Eddie Goldman? But the fact that through the first two games, he played, 44% of the snaps on defense, that's not the Danny Trevathan that the Bears expected when they signed him to the new deal. And even missing, six, seven games last year, he was on the field for more than half the snaps, 52%, I think. So, I mean, he just looks like a different guy. And certainly now you wonder where his confidence is at because he's being taken off the field. But, you know, Akeem Hicks had a game yesterday, questionable roughing call, a lot of questionable calls. The fact that the Bears found a way to come back from 16 down, we're not even talking about the officiating, which was pretty abysmal and pretty amateur hour at times. But, you know, Khalil Mack was noticeable, certainly. You know, the defense is going to be better, and it needs to be better if you really are going to make a legitimate run here as a Super Bowl contending team.
If you're on hold, you will be on the air. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Brian and I will take more of your phone calls in this Bears Victory Monday. And also, what's that, Tyler? Okay, again, we're waiting on the Kaplan response here. There is a statement that Kaplan is crafting right now. We will get to you that soon. I know people are wondering what David Kaplan is thinking about his guy Mitch being benched. We'll get to that momentarily. We understand it's coming soon, so stay by your listening device to hear Cap's thoughts about.
Are we monitoring the podium as soon as he arrives? Yeah.
He's coming.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out more as on a Bears Victory Monday. Along with Brian Handley in for Cap, Jonathan Hood with you. More of your phone calls and thoughts from Matt Nagy, the head coach for the Bears, next right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Listen up. It's time for some straight talk. Just like in football, you want the best coverage with your wireless network and without your wallet taking a hit. Straight Talk Wireless gives you the same nationwide coverage as big carriers, America's best networks, for up to 50% less. How about $45 a month for 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G with the unlimited plan? No contract or those horrible mystery fees. So don't get sidelined with weak protection. Never want that to happen. Get Straight Talk Wireless. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Kenny Albert on the call on Fox Television as the Bears are 3-0. And we're talking about on a Bears Victory Monday right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Along with Brian Henley in for Cap, I'm Jonathan Hood. Cap will be back tomorrow where he's crafting a statement. We should hear from him momentarily about his guy Mitch and the Bears being 3-0. We want to get your thoughts, though. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Some thoughts now from Matt Nagy, the head coach for the Bears. His thoughts on how he explains Nick Foles' play.
Yeah, well, I would say that with Nick, he kind of has a history in these big moments of making things happen. For me, you guys got to go back and realize, I never, I know you know this, but I've never called plays with him as the quarterback. I've always been on staff with him, but I've never called plays. So there's a little bit of trying to figure out the communication in the headset of what you like, what you don't like, just the simplicities of how you call a play. Is it formation first? Is it play second? Is it play first and formation second? Little things like that. But there was just a calm out there that I really felt by him. And, you know, that you become a little bit one dimensional. And there's some plays that he did in those last couple drives where he got us in a good situation and he made a lot of plays happen based off of his experience. And that's good to have when you have that, that's good.
Also, Nagy was asked, so what's up next week when the Bears take on the Colts?
Right. Yeah, we haven't yet, Jeff. I think that's what we'll do is we'll go back and just kind of enjoy this one right now. And then we'll talk through where we're at, and what we think is the best decision moving forward. We're not there right now, but I think that, you know, there's something here that we just got to discuss. And again, just go through and talk through the situation and understand that there's, you know, there's these feelings that these kids are going through right now. And I think we just want to enjoy the win tonight.
Yeah, JD asked that question. We're going to hear from Jeff Dickerson coming up at 9 o'clock right here on Cap and J Hood. Shab is on 57 and he joins us here on Cap and J Hood with Brian Handley and for Cap here on ESPN 1000. Hey, Shab.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good morning.
Morning. I was going to come on here and describe, you know, the moment I think Nagy realized Trubisky's not it is Allen Robinson's wide open for the first down, and he throws to Graham, who's guarded 6 yards away from the first down, and he gets picked off. But then I started feeling sorry for him, and I'm like, you guys, don't you see how bad Tannehill was in Miami? I think he just needs to leave here, and he might be another Tannehill somewhere else.
What do you think, Brian? We appreciate the phone call.
Hey, look, I wish him nothing but the best. And he will not be wearing a Bears uniform next year, barring some unbelievable set of circumstances. So, you know, if Nick Foles were unfortunately get injured in the first quarter next week and you did get another full shot at this, I mean, that's about the only scenario I would see. I want Mitch Trubisky to be a good football player. I wanted him to do it with the Bears. But, you know, they're closing the chapter. It's interesting, Jay, when you hear Matt Nagy talk about never calling plays for Nick Foles, even though he was in the organization, he wasn't the play caller. You wonder, just like, you know, the old cliche is that a GM has a short list of coaches in his drawer, whether his coach is doing well or not. Mm-hmm. You wonder how long Matt Nagy has had plan B in the back of his mind with once they signed Nick Foles to start tailoring a playbook specifically for Nick Foles because he's a different quarterback. I don't know you can spend a lot of time each week on that, but I think any good coach has that contingency plan and has been thinking about it, if not spending a couple hours each week saying, okay, if we make this move, how do we get going with a different type of quarterback? I would assume Matt Nagy's been doing that for the last month or so, 2 months maybe.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. In Plainfield, here's Jeremiah with Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you guys hear me good?
Yes, sir. What's cracking?
Oh, my goodness, man. Let me tell you why Matt Nagy is so upset and why I just got upset listening to that Mitch Trubisky interview. First of all, that you're right, Matt Nagy didn't tell you you were benched because he's tired of talking to you. That's number one. Number two, in Mitch's mind, he thinks that he really played well the first two games. His exact statement was, doesn't matter what I did in the first two games, I guess. First of all, you had one good quarter against the Detroit Lions, and you had one good quarter against the Giants. That means you had two good quarters out of 10. If you're in your mind, you think you did well, okay. Then he does not belong in the NFL. He doesn't get it. And you can see the frustration. You've been seeing it for a couple of years now with Maggie. I want to know who in Hallis Hall said that this quarterback competition was close. There is no way after seeing what we saw yesterday that this was a close quarterback competition. I believe there's a bigger problem at Hallis Hall, and I'm definitely sure it's Ryan Pace. And if it continues with other personnel, because if we had to go through this with seeing a quarterback that everybody in the world nationwide knows is not a quarterback, then I can't trust you with the other personnel on the team. That's
well, Jeremiah, wait, before you go, let me ask you this then. So when it came down to the start of the season, Who do you think had more swing? Who had more autonomy in the decision? Was it Ryan Pace or was it Matt Nagy? Who do you think
had
the...
It was Ryan Pace, 100% sure, because you can tell Nagy was never comfortable with naming him the starter. He didn't want to name him the starter. That's why it went up till game time, because Nagy had in Nagy's mind, I brought Foles here to start, and Pace said, oh, we got to give Mitch a chance. It's like that mother who you have two sons who plays ball, and one is a prodigy, he's great, and you're like, yeah, this is my boy. And mom's like, oh, come on, give Timmy a chance, too, because... You know, he's your son, too, and you got to appease your wife sometime and say, all right, I'll take him to the ballpark, but I know he can't throw anything but plant.
All right, Jeremiah, we appreciate it.
Timmy's going to be a doctor.
Thank you very much.
I give Matt Nagy more credit than that, Jay. I think it was his call, and for whatever reason, Nick Foles didn't separate himself, I guess, appreciably enough to make that move at the beginning of the season. But as I said earlier in the show, somewhere in the back of your mind, if it is kind of a neck and neck competition, you know who your boss wants to start. You know who your boss's career as a GM here in Chicago is attached to, and it's Mitch Trubisky. And look, it's a whole different show if you want to start going over the job of Ryan Pace over the years, the good and the bad and the awful. And, we can have that conversation, but not on Bears Monday, 3-0 Bears Monday. But, look, going into the season, I didn't think this was a make or break season for Ryan Pace. But I think in other cities and other organizations, it would have been and probably should have been.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Bears Monday is brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers. If you're on hold, you will be on the air. We want to get your thoughts on this Bears victory Monday. Your gut reaction to the first half, to the second half of that game, and does Foles start against the Colts? Let's get your thoughts in here. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. A devastating injury for the Bears occurred in Atlanta. We discussed that and your calls next right here on Cap and J-Hood. Oh, let me tell you about DraftKings, because last week is in the books. Now it's time to review the tape and pre-tape for this week. There's no better place to get all the action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. To add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, head to the App Store now, because you don't want to miss this. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, pass, and catch means so much more with DraftKings. DraftKings has paid out billions of dollars, with a B, to winners since 2012, so they know a thing or two about cold hard cash. So download the DraftKings app now and use the code WMVP. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the week 4 action. Enter the code WMVP for a shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's the code WMVP, only at DraftKings.
Make it rain.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details, Tyler.
Cap, J-Hood.
Our new morning show.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Thanks for being with us here on Cap and Jay Hood. Brian Hanley in for Cap here on this Bears Victory Monday on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Carmen Yurko come your way at 10 o'clock, followed by Mike Greenberg at 12, Waddle and Sylvie at 2, and the baseball show at 6. Got two playoff teams, Cubs and Sox in town. Adam Abdallah and Chris Bleck have you covered until 8 right here on Chicago's home for sports. So, Brian, when we take a look at there's a lot of storylines in this game, but one of them is Tariq Cohen.
Oh, boy.
That ACL, that does not look good. Two carries for 21 yards, and also was part of the receiving game. There was some dynamic plays there, especially in the passing game for Tariq Cohen, but that doesn't look good for the future.
No, and certainly not for this season, but, thank God for him that he signed new paper a week ago and got his guaranteed money, because this game is brutal, as we know. And how many ACL injuries did we see last week, and a lot of injuries again yesterday. It makes me wonder if Allen Robinson, starts looking at this thing. You're on borrowed time pretty much any time you put your uniform on, right?
Yes.
So I don't know how far apart they are. Apparently far enough apart that the deal didn't get done. And there was some talk about entertaining a trade idea, or at least them asking if it's okay to start shopping him. But you know, if you want, if the Bears are giving you something that's substantial, you might want to start thinking about, okay, with Nick Foles, with this team going in the right direction, I'm going to get a lot of money either way. Maybe I have to worry about my future and tying up and signing new paper right now to make sure that I'm set in case an injury does happen.
Well, you know, without Cohen, I thought the running game left a lot to be desired. I mean, you mm-hmm. got the key 11-yard run at the end of the game, which was really iced the game for the Bears. But, Brian, that, I mean, no Cohen, and then Cordarrelle Patterson. I've never seen a ball player in that position have so much activity but very little production.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does a lot, right? Four carries, 13 yards. You would think as much, as many times he had the ball and, you know, all the movement that he would have had, like, I don't know, 70, 80 yards. Not very good. So without Cohen, Patterson's not really the answer for the running game.
No, I mean, that puts a lot of position too, right?
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, that the idea that your new offensive line coach was your free agent signing, right? I mean, that was your offseason move, and for the first couple of weeks, it looked pretty good when you're averaging 142 yards on the ground. But you know, are you going to be able to sustain that moving forward by running back with committee?
That sounds like a lot of Ryan Nall. That's what it sounds like. It's not so good. Not so good.
Yeah, I'd rather have the guy who kind of, you know, get lathered up and force feed, and he knows he's getting 25 to 30 carries each week. But maybe that's old school thinking. I don't know.
I mean, but yeah, you know what? The running game could be a 5-yard pass. That's what it's called now. Like, if it's not between the tackles, just someone in the flat that can give you a little run after the catch, if possible.
And look, I'm glad they got a couple tight end touchdowns yesterday. But that's the fact that the tight end crew was new and improved, and everyone could say, well, they've helped with the running game. That's terrific. You're going to need more production with that, with the tight ends, in terms of passing and receiving. So, you know, yesterday it's good to see Jimmy Graham, you know, get the ball in the end zone. But you're going to need more. If Nick Foles is going to have that short passing game available to him, Cole Kmet, Jimmy Graham, these guys are going to have to be more involved with actual catches.
All right, we'll take more of your phone calls. If you're on hold, you will be on the air. 3-1, what's that, Tyler? Oh, the statement's in. All right, the statement's in. We'll hear that in. All right, there you go. Thank you very much, Mr. Jennings. We will have the statement from David Kaplan coming up. Also, Jeff Dickerson will join us. He covered the Bears yesterday as the Bears win 30-26. So the statement from Kaplan in 2 minutes right here on Cap and J Hood.